other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 18th day of August, 2010. Congressman Ron Paul is set to join us coming up in 30 minutes from now on a host of issues, the economy, the buildup towards war with Iran. Will he run for president in 2012? We'll be discussing it all and the fact that Obama's approval ratings continue to exponentially plunge. And we will be discussing it all coming up today. Let me go over just some of the stacks of news that I have here in front of me. Poll shows opposition to Iraq-Afghanistan wars has reached all-time high. So they're getting ready to expand things into Iran and Pakistan. Speaking of Iran, desperately seeking accommodation, Iran offers U.S. chance to build nuclear power plants. So now Iran has offered to let Brazil do it or have the Turks do it or the French do it. Now they're saying, okay, America, you can come in and do this. We need this nuclear power. We only have refineries for half the gasoline we need. And instead of trying to put sanctions on us to where we can't get the gasoline we need, we also want to export oil, crude oil. We need these reactors, so will you please come in and oversee the building of them so that you know they're peaceful? And the answer is, of course, absolutely not. That's not going to be put up with. Some really bad news here militarily. Gulf states endorse military option against Iran. The latest development in the never-ending saga of Iran comes via the Middle East Media Research Institute, which states that according to Gulf states, the military option may be the best option to deal with the Iranian nuclear program as the contra-Iran, no pun intended, axis is now complete. The article also reflected the Gulf states' growing tension and concern regarding Iran's nuclear program and mentioned their proximity to the Bashir reactor because they're loading the fuel rods the next 3 days, and then if it gets bombed, it could be a Chernobyl-type situation. What is scary is that the straw man of military intervention is pretty much presented as a fait complete or an absolute certainty, and alternatives to military intervention are not even considered. And we've got Bahrain, we've got Mumbai, we've got Dubai, excuse me, we've got Saudi Arabia, and many others coming out and saying that they want a military option, or they're starting to agree with a military option. And you know, you've got all this hype for a strike. I mean, this is going to be bad for the economy, bad for the dead Iranians and Russian advisors that are going to get killed, bad for our country, bad for the economy, bad for our name. We just cannot have another war. We're going bankrupt. And we've got these big global corporations that don't care if we go bankrupt because they loan us the money out of nothing that have dominated and taken control of our country. And it's, you know, really just that simple. And so the question here is, as a society, are we going to put up with this? We'll talk more about that coming up. On the economic front, U.S. says bankruptcies reach nearly five-year high. That's from CNBC. Here is another report from USA Today and CNN Money. 22 cities in danger of double-dip recession. I mean, the whole country's in a depression. According to the economic benchmarks they used just 2 decades ago, they've just changed the economic rules. We had Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on yesterday, and he's written an editorial piece for Infowars.com, really a news piece, breaking down how they cook the numbers. So we'll be talking about that with Ron Paul as well. Also, Tom Fenton saying, why is Washington ignoring its biggest corruption scandal? Too few in Washington have been digging into the scandals behind the collapse of the government-sponsored entities, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and their role in helping trigger the global financial crisis. Of course, who's at the head of that? Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, Barney Frank, and others. It is all coming up today. Nancy Pelosi wants people investigated that are criticizing Ground Zero Mosque. We'll be back.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
For decades, physician and veterinarian Dr. Joel Wallach has been lecturing on how the mainstream medical system has failed us. The model of using drugs and surgeries isn't allowing Americans to live long and healthy lives. But there are alternatives to this broken model. Now, here's Dr. Joel Wallach with his Deadly Recipes lecture for your good health and longevity.
Our goal, of course, is to have everybody die after 120. I don't care if it's 150 or 200, whatever it is. We have the capacity, we have the knowledge to get you well beyond 100. Everybody, when they die past 120, should only have two pieces of paper in your health chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. If you have a 4-inch thick health chart full of all these surgeries and all these diseases, your doctor has failed you. The system has failed you. We want people, when they think of health, well, I'm not going to run to the doctor. I can do this myself. Just like when you're going to lay tile in your house. Does everybody call a contractor now? No, they say, I'm going to run to Home Depot and price some tile there.
Hey, it's MZ. That's the beginning of an inspiring and masterful health lecture by Dr. Joel Wallach. Like Alex Jones, Doc has been subject to ridicule by mainstream forces just for telling the truth. Everyone needs to hear the Deadly Recipes lecture. Listen to it in full at deadlyrecipes.com, and please help us spread the message of the real and simple way to fix health care in America. Remember, deadlyrecipes.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Information War. It's Alex Jones.
It is Wednesday. We are live, the 18th day of August, 2010. Congressman Ron Paul coming up in about 23 minutes from now. This will be a key interview. A whole host of important subjects we'll be able to get his report from Capitol Hill on. So that is coming up. And then remember Pastor Steve Anderson? About a year and a half ago, he was driving through one of these checkpoints, miles and miles, in some cases 100 miles into the United States. And they wanted to search his car with no due process, and he said no, so they beat him up really bad. Well, a court has thrown out the prosecution of the pastor. So that is certainly good news. And we've seen a lot of police brutality, but also security guard brutality on the news the last few days. And it's this tough guy attitude that police are being taught, that if an old lady or an old man or a person in a wheelchair who's paralyzed from the neck down, or a deaf person who's hearing impaired, doesn't instantly respond, doesn't instantly follow orders, they can choke you, beat you in the head with batons, or taser you. And a lot of people are dying from this because they've got the police so hyped into this tough guy attitude via fear of the public that it's really creating an us against them scenario. We don't want that in this country. We want to educate the police We want to educate the military, because in these type of systems, as countries and societies become authoritarian, the controllers count on there being division between the people and the enforcers. We need to reach out to the enforcers. You know, there's a reason the mainstream media always runs with these police brutality stories and hypes them up. That's done to create psychological division. And, you know, many years ago, I fell into this trap. I'm against police brutality. I'm against how they're trying to warp the police and turn them into thugs. We talk about that. But I would fall into the trap of, at a primitive level, feeling threatened by the police and then approaching it as an us against them mentality, falling into the social controllers paradigm. We need to decry out of control police behavior, but at the same time, we need to point out they're being given this training and encouraged to do this by the federal government that has basically federalized most of the police departments in their funding and their training across the country. So we're going to be discussing that some with Pastor Steve Anderson coming up in the middle of the next hour. Of course, we'll have nothing but wide open phones in the final hour as well today. In miscellaneous news, all of these reports illustrate the mind control going on in our society. Let me read a few of these headlines and go back through them. Crew takes baby slapped by mom aboard plane. MSNBC. Southwest flight attendant returned infant before landing. Parents not charged. Well, now the full story's come out. The baby was crying, a 13-month-old, a little over a year, and they heard a spat. No one saw the slap on the baby's bottom. Now, I think it's too young to spank a 13-month-old. By the time they're two, they may occasionally need a little bit of that, but mainly sternly talking to them will get their attention in my experience. But if a child keeps trying to walk out in the street or keeps trying to turn the gas stove on, they're going to have to get in trouble. But what the system does is it tells you, the social engineers, and they've written books on this, tells you not to discipline your children even verbally. There have been cases in the United States, Canada, and England, as well as the EU, where children are taken when their parents scream at them. You idiot, I told you don't go out in the street again. I told you not to play in that space heater. And they come and they take them. They take them if you don't vaccinate your children, even though there's no law. They claim that shows a pattern of neglect, even though there's no law to take the shot. And the shot's damaging the children and causing a tenfold increase in convulsions. That's mainstream news just from the H1N1. Major brain damage. Major brain inflammation. So, see, it's okay to put melamine in the milk and give them kidney failure. In the formula, it's okay to have most major plastics and receipts and printer ink having bisphenol A, massively increasing breast cancer, liver cancer, and of course, accelerating early onset of puberty in girls, feminizing boys and delaying the onset of puberty and reducing fertility in boys, accelerating fertility in girls for a brief time, then resulting in reduced fertility and final sterilization. This is all done by design. That's okay. The government pushing Gardasil that they admit doesn't even protect you from papillomavirus that can cause cervical cancer. They admit on the drug insert doesn't protect you. They try to make it mandatory. It kills and maims a bunch of people. That's loving. Girls going into puberty by the tens of thousands every year at the age of 3 or 4 or 5, by the hundreds of thousands at the age of 7 or 8. That's not abuse. No, some ignorant parent being pressured to make their baby stop crying, spatting the 13-month-old. You know, this parent's ignorant, but they're a parent, and that's not abuse. The law says it's not abuse unless you cause harm. But instead, they train people not to show children boundaries, not to discipline children. If you send a child to bed without their dinner, if they're throwing fits or being bad, which is a good form of punishment, historically, to really get their attention, That's now a form of abuse. If you take your 10-year-old to church and they say they don't want to go, that's a form of abuse. If you don't want your 6-year-old being taught sex education and how to have sex with people, which statistics shows makes them more promiscuous, just like suicide education causes more suicide. It puts the idea in their heads. They can take your children. If you tell your children don't trust the government, they can take them. In the case of Barry Cooper and his son here in Central Texas with Williamson County, this is real. This is happening. This is going on. And the system is trying to train everyone to just give your children up to the state when they say. I mean, can you imagine me and this woman? It turns out the media spun it like she slapped the baby in the face. And now it's being reported that she spatted the baby on the bottom. And no one even saw that. They suspected it. But that's what the woman said that she did now. How many cases have you seen where the flight attendants demand that mothers and fathers give their child Benadryl to make them go to sleep, even though it's not doctor approved and recommended until after 3 years of age? How many times have there been issues over that and the media has defended drugging the child? What does CPS do with children as young as 1 year of age? They put them on lithium, a deadly antipsychotic metal that toxifies the brain. They put them on Prozac-type drugs. They are putting masses of children younger than 1 year of age on these drugs. When CPS takes a baby and the toddler starts crying and throwing fits and being bad, they put them on hardcore antipsychotics. Now, what's more abusive? When a two-year-old keeps trying to open the fence in the backyard and go out and play in oncoming traffic, spatting them on the hind end the third time they don't listen and rebelliously puff up their cheeks and, you know, act like little dictators, spatting them like you do a puppy with a rolled up newspaper to let them know who's boss. It's all dog training. Humans are very similar to dogs. You study the globalist brainwashing through Pavlovian conditioning with the school bells and all the training. They know what they're doing. And they know you spat a puppy when it pees on the floor and doesn't go outside or doesn't pee on the newspapers. You spat them on the hind end with the newspaper. It's psychological. It doesn't hurt the puppy. They know that's the same thing for toddlers. And they know that once society falls apart, order out of chaos, that once you have a generation of spoiled brats, I see people all the time when I'm at the grocery store with some 3 or 4 or 5 or even 10-year-olds in some cases, throwing fits, screaming. I was in Target 2 weeks ago buying a mask and snorkel for an open lake swim I was going to do, and I saw what looked like a 7-year-old, the woman had 3 sons, come over and punch his mother and look at her like he wanted to attack her. Well, let me tell you something. My 7-year-old did that. They wouldn't be doing it again. Nobody's going to hit my wife. And that's what happens. It's what the Bible talks about, how your sons and daughters will be over you. This is how society falls apart. This is how society degenerates. And they don't learn their boundaries. Then they get put into public school. And then they punch the teacher or they punch the security guard. And they're disrespectful. And they get arrested and tasered and get taken to juvie hall where they get raped. And then when they complain, they get put on drugs. This is the system. And the system knows exactly what they're doing. Let me tell you something. When I was in high school, I was pretty good the last few years of high school. I was pretty bad the first few. Fighting, you know, skipping school, you know, to take my girlfriend out, things like that. But let me tell you something. What got me in line was the coaches taking me out and making me run around the football field till I threw up. And then taking me in and giving me 3 or 4 pops. And I mean with the big old paddle. And let me tell you something, I may have been 13 years old and pretty tough, but I did not like having my hind end with purple stripes across it. And I didn't like, in fact, I begged for those pops instead of being run till I threw up. Now, let me tell you, that's what America needs, and that's what needs to happen in this country. People, it's a lot better to be run till you throw up and to be given pops than to have the police come and taser you with 50,000 volts that can kill you and take you to jail. So see, should we spank children or let the state take them and put them on antipsychotics when they're bad, which irrevocably hurts them? You know, that which does not kill you only makes you stronger unless it's these chemical lobotomies. Should we let the principals give licks and run people till they throw up or send people to juvenile hall? You make the decision, America. We'll be right back.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at InfoWars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new Evacuation Pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from eFoodsDirect.com. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine. I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Jaron, one of our producers, made a good point during the break. And that was, if you see somebody driving 80 miles an hour down the road and they pull over in a gas station and they've got children in the back, you just can't grab their children away from them. That's kidnapping. Well, this woman wasn't even seen spatting her child, but somebody heard the spat. And so the flight attendant jerked the child away and made a big scene. And I'll go back to it. They force vaccines on children that we know are brain damaging them, sterilizing them, reducing fertility, causing all these problems, increases in cancer, killing them in many cases, and that's okay. We have children at age 3 going into puberty, little girls. We have little boys having their puberty delayed because they're being given female hormones. The little girls go into puberty early because of it. It has the opposite effect. That's incredible abuse. And where's the move to get bisphenol A out of all these plastic products that contain juice drinks and food and everything else? The system, with no evidence and without due process with these family courts, is waging war against the family and going after people's children over and over and over and over again. And the media spun this like, oh, my gosh, you know, this mother was like the Taliban or something. We've got to do something. And I do think a 13-month-old is too young to spat. It doesn't have any effect. But the issue here is that they're hyping this up as a major story and spun it as if she slapped the baby in the face. And then you go back to the public schools where they won't discipline the children, and now discipline has disintegrated, and it's a war zone, and their answer is turn the schools into literal prisons, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before I get into some other news dealing with the border, I wanted to tell you that Jesse Ventura was here in town with us last week, working on his television show. I was helping him investigate things that will be covered in the show. But separately, while we were out driving around, I was able to do an interview with Jesse, as we always do when I go meet up with him around the country. This time he came to Austin, his second visit to see me here in Austin in the last few years. And it was an amazing interview, and it just went live at prisonplanet.tv. And you can go up there to the site, and there's banners there at the bottom of prisonplanet.tv, and you can see the image of Jesse Ventura right there and click on that or click on the movie features and watch the 15-minute interview with Jesse Ventura. The title of the video is Jesse Ventura Talks About Homeland Security, Gestapo, Hollywood Secrets, and More. And so, again, that is up on prisonplanet.tv for prisonplanet.tv members. A lot of times I just end up putting these videos out on YouTube first, and I'm really going to make an effort to post them first exclusively for the prisonplanet.tv members. And, of course, they're all in higher quality than YouTube at prisonplanet.tv. My book, Paul Watson's book, are both out of print. They're there at prisonplanet.tv. The three-hour video simulcast of the radio show is live at prisonplanet.tv and 120-plus bit audio and video at prisonplanet.tv. All of my films in super high quality, expanded extras that are only at prisonplanet.tv that are not on the DVDs themselves. Many other films like Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic, we've been authorized to post there. Camp FEMA in the highest quality at prisonplanet.tv. And now a new incredible film. It's so well produced. It's so powerful. They actually got interviews with top globalists. Top globalists won't give me interviews usually, but they'll give folks that aren't as well known, but soon will be. And I want to get the maker. He's been on before separately as an activist at the G20 on, because this is a great film. And it's titled United We Fall, talking about the North American Union. And he got top globalists to sit down and admit to all of this. So United We Fall, now up at prisonplanet.tv for prisonplanet.tv members. And when you're a prisonplanet.tv member, you get all of my films and so much more. And it also funds our operation and pays for the bandwidth and the other websites and everything else that we do. It's such a key part of funding our operation. So we're just trying to expand it, make it better all the time, add more content for you to fight the info war. Prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month if you get a monthly trial subscription, or get a full year and get 3 months free, prisonplanet.tv. And I want to thank all the prisonplanet.tv members, because you have just really used the site as an armory of resistance to educate so many people. We'll be back live after this quick break. Please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, until the end of the hour, we're joined by Congressman Ron Paul, Dr. Paul. Of course, his son has still got a healthy lead against the Democratic candidate there in Kentucky and needs your support. We'll talk a little bit about the hoaxes. There's five of them we've counted that have been run, but we're mainly going to focus on the Iran situation, the economy, and so much more. Congressman, thank you for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So much is happening, and you're always nice to join us each month. I've got all my questions, but for you, Congressman, what is most important on your radar right now you'd like to talk about?
Well, I don't think anything is new. I keep talking about the same issue. The bold and broad issue, of course, is liberty, and then I deal so much in the foreign policy. We don't talk enough about foreign policy. They are talking about domestic policy and the debt, and that's very good, and that's what the election seems to be about. But according to the polls, they say that nobody cares about these wars. But I have a little trouble believing that because it shouldn't take much of a leap for people to understand that running an empire and spending all this money is very detrimental to our economy. So that's higher on my agenda than, of course, the economic situation and how they're making it much worse. Hopefully, I can get as much interested in trying to allow people to opt out of the system with competing currencies, because I think we're getting much closer to a currency crisis. And if people would only have that option to get out, and it's encouraging news to know that the Indonesians are now looking toward hard money, and maybe we'll put some pressure on Western nations as well.
Because if we went to hard money or a hard money-backed currency, that would take the power away from the central banks to basically build up their power at the expense of the real free market.
Yeah, that's right. I don't think you have to, by force, be able to have the political power to go in and close down the Fed. That's not going to happen soon. But they can self-destruct. What we have to do is educate people to know what the other alternative is and an option to do it. That's why I really fear it when people try to use constitutional money, silver and gold coins. You know, they can end up in prison or harassed to death or fined to death. And yet, that is the answer. Why should they fear it? They fear it because they want power, and the special interests have power when they can print the money and control it and make sure that people suffer the consequences of the inflation.
Congressman, looking at foreign policy, you've talked about sanctions on Iran being an act of war under international law and our own law. And now we've got Bolton, the former ambassador from the United States to the UN, saying we've got to hit them by the 21st. That's just 3 days away, or they're going to fuel the reactor. We've got the Gulf states lining up now in support of an attack on Iran. Our government had lied the last 3 years and said we don't have contractors or troops in Pakistan. They now admit that they are there. They're now trying to hype up an increased conflict, not just with Iran, but Pakistan. Can you speak directly to the war clouds that are gathering over Iran and Pakistan?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot in the neocon camp. That's all they agitate for. They think that's the only solution for the mess that actually the West has created. The European as well as the West, including us, have created this mess. And they're determined to, you know, move in that direction. I keep, you know, hoping and praying that they're not successful and they're not about to be so stupid as to bomb Iran, but they're liable to, and that is going to be a major, major catastrophe. And I think the argument is still going on. I don't think the plans have been laid. I doubt if it'll happen the next 3 days or next month, for that matter, but that doesn't mean the issue is going to go away.
Do you agree that we're moving towards a green lighting? Because many of the experts we interview concur that the war drums are intensifying and that the propaganda mechanisms, the very same neocons that promoted fictional WMDs in Iraq in 2002, 2003, are right back at it.
Well, I don't know that answer because I'm not on the inside. I still think there's some disagreements going on, and it's not. If it had been, if they had been unified on this, Bush would have done it. So obviously, there's two arguments even among the radical neocons, and the other ones that are less radical. I think it's still going on, and I think reality sets in too. There has to be some military people who are really worried about this. They, you know, what are they going to fight a war with? What happens? You know, they had these war games where they theoretically bombed Iran, and the consequence was it would be a disaster for us. So there's military people arguing against this as well. So some of the outrageous politicians are arguing go in and bomb. Other people who have a little bit more common sense, economic conditions are such that where are they going to get the troops and where are they going to get the money? And that's all we need right now is more of this. So I think the debate is still going on, and I certainly don't have the answer on exactly when. But I know there's a lot of people there who would like to do it. People like Bolton, they're going to agitate and agitate until they have their way. Hopefully they don't win this fight.
Well, Jeffrey Goldberg of The Atlantic, who pushed some of the key disinfo on Iraqi WMDs, he's back, and they're putting him on television, and he's writing for The New Atlantic. But at the same time, I 3 weeks ago saw the Financial Times of London with top Clinton advisor and also Obama advisor Robert Shapiro saying, quote, if we don't have another Oklahoma City or 9/11 to make Obama look strong, we're going to probably lose the House and the Senate. And then now other neocons are openly writing articles saying, Obama, attack Iran, we'll back you, you'll get political support. So a lot of people I'm talking to and are really concerned that Obama may back an Israeli strike or even a U.S. strike in the short term to have the people rally around him as some type of October surprise.
Well, I guess it's a possibility, but like I said, I don't know the answer to that. I think our job is to point out the great dangers and at least, you know, explain to many of our friends in the conservative movement that, you know, the typical conservatives shouldn't be endorsing illegal, unconstitutional wars of aggression, and that I think that should be our job, and I just can't say that I can either alter the future nor know the future, but I do know what our obligations ought to be.
Looking at the economy, many economists are saying we're really in a depression if you look at the old standards of economic analysis, but that there's a lot of cooking in the books now. Now the mainstream media is saying, okay, it's a double-dip recession. They're talking about the Federal Reserve putting out trillions of more dollars the taxpayers will have to pay back. Congressman Paul, studying the economy and being very accurate in predicting what happened in 2008 and that the stimulus would not work in the last year and a half, what is your economic prognosis for the United States?
Well, I don't talk about double dips because I don't think the economy ever really recovered. Everything that said the economy was recovering were artificial statistics coming from the government. Let's say they give a tremendous tax credit for somebody to refinance their house or buy a house, and then there's a little blip upwards. They spend a couple trillion dollars, and that translates into $100 billion or so of GDP increase. I mean, what does that mean? The cost was 10 times more than the GDP increase. So they talk about a recovery, a weak recovery, and now there's going to be a double dip. I think if we were honest with ourselves, we would say we started slipping nearly 10 years ago in the year 2000 when the NASDAQ bubble collapsed. Good jobs went overseas. We've lost jobs that never came back over that whole decade. Things got much, much worse after the last crisis hit in 2008. And I think it's a continuation of downhill for us. And since they're doing all the same things that they did to put us into this crisis, we can expect this economy to get much worse. The American people are going to be a lot poorer, and they're only going to have the printing press to look to. They're going to keep printing money, and that's going to precipitate the dollar crisis, and that'll be a political crisis. That's when we better have our ducks lined up so that we know you have enough allies to replace the system we have today with a constitutional system, sound money, free markets, private property rights, all the things that we believe in. But that is coming. But once again, you don't know when. Now, we were just talking about the Iranian situation. If next week they go ahead and bomb Iran and the oil prices double or triple and one of our ships gets sunk, that war would spread rather quickly. That would be a whole new ballgame and may be what would collapse the dollar.
I know you don't like people to talk about how great you are, Congressman, but you really are a true statesman, a medical doctor, someone who's been given honorary degrees for your understanding of economics. And yourself, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and many others in the last 8 months have come on this show repeatedly. And I read the bill as well on air. The financial reform bill allows the SEC to have secrecy, autonomy, cannot be investigated for covering up for Madoff for 10 years. It allows this private board of the Federal Reserve to have more power over the economy in their 97 years of looting as a front group for private banks. And now that's all come true, so I'd like you to speak to that, A. But then, B, you also read the different versions of the health care bill and said this raises taxes, cuts benefits. It does allow the government to come in and set parameters on what type of care people will get. And the Democrats and Republican leadership, they stonewalled on this and said none of that was true. Now, everything you said 6 months ago on the show is admitted. They're coming out and admitting, okay, this doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It's a tax increase, and the insurance companies wrote it to rip you off as a bailout. Okay, it's true. This gives the Federal Reserve even more power, and more junk bonds are being issued, and record derivatives are being issued. I mean, it's clear they're accelerating all this over the edge of the cliff. So I mean, you've been proven right again. I mean, it's so incredible how criminal this is.
Well, I guess it's better late than never. You know, people are starting to read it and find out. I think the most atrocious statement came from Nancy Pelosi when she says, well, when people were arguing, well, we need to see the bill and study it. And she says something like, well, we need to pass the bill so we can read it. And that's, boy, the understatement of the century, because that's exactly what happens. And even as hard as my staff works, every little comma and every little phrase, it is pretty tough to dissect all of that. That's why the whole process is so bad. But I protect myself against ever endorsing that, because it doesn't take long to find out what their goals are and what their intent is, making government bigger, raising more taxes. But even as bad as it is, it's even worse than some people think. Barney Frank is a big regulator. He loves his stuff. And I work with him on some issues, but obviously on this regulatory bill, I did not. And he, I believe, was honestly surprised about how much more power was given to the SEC. Because he has a sort of an instinct of more transparency, and he actually wants to do something about that. And he is probably the most informed person about that bill as it was going through. I'm amazed at how much detail he knows, but he can't possibly know every single thing the Fed and the SEC does behind the scenes. It sticks this stuff in at the last minute, and it's just absolutely out of control, and that's why this system will end and has to be replaced by something else.
Again, Congressman Ron Paul joins us. Remember, what, a month and a half ago, Senator DeMint got up and reported that 94% of the Senate bills are never even read and are literally written by the special interest lobbyists, many of them foreign lobbyists. This is a foreign corporate takeover of our government. If the president can launch wars without Congress declaring it, the private central banks can issue all this fiat currency to their enrichment and our detriment. But he said in his speech he didn't know the number on the House. Do we have any idea of what number of House bills are never even read and are brought out 30 minutes before they're passed?
Not exactly. The big problem would be that some of those bills float around and you can read them. But when the night before they're due to come to the floor, they go to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee has tremendous license to change things. The chairman of the Rules Committee can have a manager's amendment, which was used originally to change some grammatical things and just a few technical things, technical changes. But now they use the manager's amendment to replace the whole bill. That's what they did with the Patriot Act. Bob Barr and others tried to protect us to a degree, against the Patriot Act. He worked months on, or at least several weeks on that. But when the manager's amendment came from the Rules Committee, they put the whole new bill into it, which meant that nobody could read it. So it depends on the particular issue. But even if the bill's available, the financial reform bill was available and discussed in a lot of hearings and a lot of talk. But that still doesn't mean that many members would have had a total comprehension and been able to read this bill. It is so massive. So I would say that if you're talking about how often all the members read everything that's being presented, I would think that it's less than 5% where people can say, oh, I've read the whole bill and I fully understand it. That just very rarely happens.
And that's why you're known as Dr. No, and they tried to criticize you, because if you can't read some 3,000-page bill and they give it to you an hour before it's time to vote, it would be immoral for you to pass it.
That should be an easy no for everybody, and hopefully what's going on in this country, it'll get easier, because the American people are sick and tired of this. I mean, sometimes they just say, why don't you guys read the bills? Why don't we do anything else? Let's have a delayed time. Read the bills. But that I think is good. The American people are getting very upset with the status quo, and I think they're wise enough now to be very cautious about saying, well, if we just elect the Republicans, they'll take care of us. So this is a Republican versus Democrat issue. It isn't. It's the people who believe in big government and big taxes and a lot of war and welfare against the people who have to pay all the bills, and all they want is to be left alone.
Congressman, even establishment political analysts, as you know, admit there's been one of the biggest political realignments in history against the Democrats and the Republicans. Almost every pro-establishment candidate, whether they be Democrat or Republican, are losing in the primaries, and great patriots like your son, Dr. Rand Paul, are winning. That's got the system panicked. And the Daily Poll ran a story yesterday says Ron Paul to run for president in 2012 will announce in January 2011. I don't have any inside knowledge, but knowing you, you understand you'll be able to inject real issues into the debate. Your health is good, and of course it's great right now. I mean, I would imagine being a man of honor, you're going to run. But this has some supposed inside official who's unnamed saying you've decided to announce in January of 2011. Congressman, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up to you.
Yeah, well, I don't know where they got that. They didn't get it from me. And the truth is what I've been saying for many, many months. I haven't decided to run. I haven't decided not to run. And it will obviously not be now or linked. It would not be this year. And it'll depend a lot on what I perceive as support. You know, a lot of people like what I'm doing and they encourage me. But there are some that are saying, well, it's time for you to take a rest. Somebody else is about to do it. You know, that sort of thing. So I need to know, if the support is really out there. But certainly I gave no inside information just recently at Orlando, as was reported.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land? They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You are being warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuarantee.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
And they didn't threaten, but they insinuated that they might have to consider legal action. I think that's finally when there was a slight backing down on that, when that then they finally got the information from the girl and said, oh, no, I really didn't say that. So I think.
Well, my point is, Congressman, it shows how desperate they are. I mean, this is some of the dirtiest tricks I've ever seen, because they know he's a real bona fide, true constitutionalist. And if he becomes the leader of the Tea Party, that is going to supercharge you, perhaps even winning the presidency. We have to think big and realize that this is possible, and we have to realize that they're going to run other dirty tricks against you, and we've got to understand that's why it's so important to get behind Campaign for Liberty and donate, to get behind Rand right now, letters to the editor, everything. We've got to get him in the U.S. Senate.
Yeah, and so far things are looking pretty good. You know, I think he's holding his lead, and that's good, and there's still a few months. But I think your word of caution is legitimate because there's still a couple of months to go, and if they've done that much already, you know, at the end, when they think you don't have enough time to answer or clarify, they may throw a lot more mud around.
They may claim he's really a vampire. I mean, there's. They may say he's the Loch Ness Monster.
Well, let's hope they get over the top. I think they are over the top, and I think they've lost their credibility. So people are a little more sophisticated than I think a lot of people give them credit for. I assume for many years, well, if they ever know what I really believe in, how little government I believe in, I couldn't possibly get elected. So sometimes I even surprise myself when people, wow, people really don't like big government. They want to be left alone.
Well, you know what Victor Hugo said, Congressman? No army can stop an idea whose time has come. And do you agree that we've seen a massive realignment and the pendulum is now swinging back, but we're in the maximum phase of danger because the ruling class is going to try to keep this this crony socialist system in place?
Yeah, they'll be desperate, and they have still a lot of power. They have a lot of guns, and they have the political power. But the ideas, like you say, are more powerful than the army. So I want to always work real hard at remaining optimistic that present our views and we can overcome all the bad ideas that we're suffering from today.
Congressman, in closing, I hate to bring up what I see as distractions, but the Ground Zero Mosque is now the biggest story in the country and is a diversion. This is kind of a liberal sect of Muslims, but regardless, I don't like ever agreeing with Obama, and I do think they should look for another place just because the community's gotten so outraged. But I am against government coming in and saying what people can do religiously and violating the First Amendment. What's your view on that, A? And B, Pelosi, though, saying she wants to investigate anybody who's upset about it, implying that people don't have a right to be upset. So we're seeing tyranny from both sides.
Yeah, you know, and I think it's a big distraction. This is a grand distraction from the real issue. You know, the country's engulfed in this war as well as this financial crisis, and they're spending all the time on this. But to me, it should have been a grand opportunity, and you really touched on the opportunity because this is a property rights issue. Who owns the property? And it's also a civil liberties issue. It's a freedom of speech issue. And this to me is so different than what the liberals say. The liberals say, well, we'll allow you to speak, but not protect your private property. Conservatives say, well, we don't worry too much about your speech, but we want to protect your private your property rights. You know, they want to regulate all the things that we do in stores and how much salt you can use in restaurants and all that. So then when you get a guy like Bloomberg, he's up there saying, oh, yeah, this is a property rights issue. But think of what Bloomberg does to property rights issue. I think this is a tremendously opportune time for us to point out that property rights and civil rights are one and the same. But I think what's behind this, it drives the neocons nuts because they can't pursue this international war on terrorism without having a hated enemy, and the hated enemy is Islam. And I don't believe for a minute that the, quote, religion of Islam is our enemy.
Congressman, we're out of time. Look forward to speaking to you again. God bless you.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
We'll be back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.